26, please.
Item number 26, 2014 Adapted Budget Amendment 1C003 from the Director Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, on behalf of the Innovation Fund Work Group, requesting authorization to implement Innovation Fund allocation recommendations, create new capital projects for those projects with an investment level over $50,000, and to implement necessary fund transfers from the allocated contingency.
Thank you. Mr. Fudge?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you might remember from the 2014 adopted budget, it was anticipated that the county would receive a $5 million payment from UWM for the county grounds as required by their adopted payment plan, and an additional $680,000 from the anticipated sale on the county grounds to UWM. The payment plan required then that UWM submit that payment to the county also as part of their payment plan. The budget required that a work group be created of representatives from my office, the Office of the County Board, and the Office of the Comptroller. That work group met, developed criteria for judging the projects, and once the $5 million was received, we solicited projects under this, this budget provision. We received several projects, about $19 million worth of requests. And just to backtrack a bit, of the total amount of $5,680,000, a quarter of that was to be directed to the Economic Development Fund, which has been done with the $5 million once that was received. There are also two capital projects that require funding from this source. I believe one in the medical examiner's office and one in facilities management. So that leaves about $4,104,000 available for the Innovation Fund projects. The work group met once the projects were submitted by the requesting departments. We had some good discussion about those projects, went back to many of the departments to ask some follow-up questions to check their work and especially to check on those that said that they had collaborated. We had provided a bonus for departments that collaborated with other departments because we really wanted to drive cross-county improvements in operating efficiency, reducing operating costs, and things of that nature. So what you see is the list of projects that the group recommends to be funded. We recommended dividing it into two tiers. Because the $680,000 hotel payment has not yet been received, we recommended that projects associated with that funding be approved. However, they not actually receive the funding until the check is in the door, and then they would be allowed to spend. We don't want them to spend, not have the deal go through, and end up with a deficit. So the Tier 1 recommended projects, which is about $3.6 million, these are largely in order of the score that the work group provided between the three of us. DOS Facilities Management, a project management software, AOD Housing Construction in Department of Health and Human Services, a data flow consulting and call center upgrade in the Department of Child Support Services. That's actually $550,000 of expenditure authority. However, two-thirds of that will be covered by federal child support reimbursement, so it only requires $187,000 of the land sales fund. LED lighting upgrades in the zoo, a jail management system in both the House of Correction and the Sheriff. This one will enable their current system to be taken off of the county's mainframe, which is a tremendous expense, and moves us one step closer to eliminating that system. Highway maintenance billing software of about $689,000 in the Department of Transportation to replace their outdated paper-based system where they bill the state for state work. $30,000 for lean government consulting in the Office of Performance Strategy and Budget in collaboration with procurement and human resources. We would like to create an ongoing lean process group that solicits ideas from departments. This is a program that's worked very well in Brown County. Core competency training in DHHS Disability Services, and then funding for parks, Lincoln Memorial Drive, lighting retrofit, and then tennis court lighting retrofits in the parks. The Tier 2 recommended projects in courts, scanning equipment for data entry into CCAP. The Behavioral Health Division, $145,000 for whiteboard units in acute and children's inpatient. $15,000 for the medical examiner for an iStat chemical analyzer, $40,000 for other equipment for a digital X-ray in the medical examiner, and then $250,000 for the Parks Amenities Matching Fund. We want to reiterate that all the projects had a lot of merit to them. This was a tough decision. Certainly we would have liked to have funded more projects or all projects, but these were the ones I think that the group came to the conclusion provide the best bang for the buck and really help us move in the right direction in a lot of different areas. So this resolution would basically, if it's adopted, would provide the funding to these projects in Tier 1. It would direct the creation of capital projects for those projects that are greater than $50,000. We would be allowed to move the funds into the capital projects and the operating budgets of the departments in Tier 1, and then once the funding is received, do the same for the projects in Tier 2. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions by committee members? Supervisors Lipscomb and Van Pelt.
Mr. Chair, I'd move approval. I did serve on the committee. It was a lot of work. but there was a fairly unanimous consent around the projects. While our scores varied, Josh was the easiest grader, Comptroller's Office was the toughest grader, and I was more moderate, as you'd expect. but the projects that moved forward had unanimous consent. The only projects that scored well that didn't make the list were, I think there was a project that basically would have taken all the money. So,
thank you, Supervisor Cullen.
I think I asked this to Josh earlier, and maybe someone else can answer too, but the one project that's come up a little bit is we were at that meeting with the visiting system at the jail, and I wonder if that was on your list to contemplate or to fund, and if not, why wouldn't that be? I mean, obviously it's not up to you to decide what's on the list. Someone would have to submit that as a possibility?
Mr. Chairman, the Office of the Sheriff did not submit that as a project, so it was not considered. I think during the time that we were considering these two, they had come up with their alternative solution to provide that service, so I think that's the direction they wanted to go in, and they did not seek funding for that under this program.
Thank you. I have a card from Cherie Briscoe. If you would come up, please.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Sherry Briscoe. I'm chairman of the Parks Advisory Commission. And I am honored to be able to speak before all of you. I know many of you personally, so this has been kind of fun. In 2012, the Milwaukee County Parks Advisory Commission recommended that Milwaukee County create a Parks Amenities Matching Fund. This fund would be matched to provide additional funds for parks projects up to $250,000. The county board then promoted and passed this resolution in 2013 as a way to help make up for the decreasing budgets of the last 30 years. Money for the fund came from 2013 land sales. The county board is to be commended for your promotion of this fund. I surmise that the county board did not include the Parks Department request for $500,000 for an amenities matching fund in the 2014 budget because they were planning to fund it with income from the innovation land sales income. And then I learned that 25% of the total went from the innovation park land sale, or in other words, $1,420. $1,420,000 of that money to be directed to the Economic Development Fund, and that an innovation work group solicited applications for projects. They recommended reduction of the amenities matching fund to $250,000 to be funded as a Tier 2 project contingent on the sale of the county grounds land for a hotel in Innovation Park. I have since learned that the 25% criteria for land sales income was due to a resolution put in place in 2011. And I've learned a lot more about it, Josh, and I'm not quite as unhappy with you anymore. The parks are near and dear to me. I suppose that's why I'm chairman of that commission. I do want you to note, and so this is a bit of an information piece, because the full $250,000 Parks Amenity Matching Fund was awarded for parks improvements, generating projects valued at more than $800,000. There were more matches than could be funded. So we definitely have citizens that care about our parks. Let's talk a little bit about economic development. When you go to sell a house, you invest money in painting it and fixing it up to make a good impression on the buyer. Now, I want you to look at our parks as part of our Milwaukee County house. And I want you to consider going for a potty break down on Memorial Drive while you're down there. Now I want you to look at our parks as part of our Milwaukee County house. Every single project of the Amenities Matching Fund was used to fix up deteriorated entities of our parks or for needed enhancements. All of them improve the eye appeal of our home to potential businesses that might want to come to Milwaukee County. Three examples of the 9 funded projects include restoration of 2 important historical statues, purchasing over 900 picnic tables to replace old ones that were rotting and falling apart, and building an accessible walkway at Berner Botanical Gardens. These are examples of creative investment that gave our taxpayers a bigger value for their property tax contribution, and they also created jobs. And we had something to show for it. This was measurable economic development. And I want to thank the County Board for promoting the Amenities Matching Fund and for at least including $250,000 in the Tier 2 this year. While I'm deeply disappointed, I have a better understanding, and I understand that most of you make Solomon's decisions every day. So I appreciate what you do. However, the Milwaukee County Parks Advisory Commission does urge you to use $500,000 of that money to invest in our Parks Amenities Matching Fund. And since that looks unlikely, I'm going to ask you to scratch around and see if you can find some more money for us to double or triple that investment. And we know that our citizens will gladly match it with at least another $500,000. So thank you for your time, and I want to say today has been a really good education. I've learned a lot.
Thank you. Any questions? Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question. The jail management system is one of the items that I see listed with the sheriff and the House of Corrections. Was that the only project that came from those two divisions?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, the jail management system was submitted as one of a package of requests from the House of Correction. That was the one project that was collaborative with the Office of the Sheriff in that regard. The House of Correction did request funding for kitchen upgrades, a computer training lab, a canine training facility, and some greenhouse for inmate programming. And so while, you know, all those projects had some merit, this one, with the future ability to eliminate the reliance on the mainframe, and again affecting both departments and a pretty large service, was definitely one the committee felt had a lot of merit.
Yeah, I think that was my only question. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Coleman.
And just to follow up on that, I mean, when we were at that meeting of the whatever the name of that group was, the Sheriff's Department made it sound like there was some request before the board to fix the system. I, quite frankly, that morning didn't know quite what they were talking about then. Like, and then they have this opportunity and didn't present it, apparently, right? I mean, they could have presented it to this group as a way to solve the communication system, and they didn't, so... Were you there when she was talking about that done information like, it's before the county board, and were you as sort of surprised by that as I was?
And Mr. Chair, I'm just going to interject. I do follow along with Supervisor Cullen. And, I don't remember that coming to the board. I know we do have the chair of judiciary here, but I was as confused as you were as well.
Supervisor Cullen, would you like to?
I'm okay.
Okay.
We have a
motion to adopt by Supervisor Lipscomb. Any further comments? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item 26.
Supervisors Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes, the motion to recommend item number 26 for adoption prevails.
Thank you. Item